Welcome, dear listeners, to another episode of MC Campground Chronicles, presented by Modern Campground. I'm your host, inviting you to sit back, relax, and journey with me as we delve into the fascinating tales simmering beneath the surface of America's campgrounds. Today, we're traveling to the heartland of Nebraska, where the golden prairies kiss the vast cerulean sky, and the echoes of old pioneer songs still linger on the wind. Our destination is a place of wonder and beauty, a place known as the Serenity Grove Campgrounds. In the heart of this idyllic landscape, where green valleys meet towering cottonwoods, lives our protagonist and campground owner, Calliope Jensen. Calliope, with her fiery curls and eyes as bright as the morning sky, is a force of nature unto herself. She's known to her campers as the songbird, her melodious laughter resonating through the grove, making her presence known before she is even seen. But don't let her vivacious demeanor fool you. She is as sturdy as the ancient oaks that flank her property, and as resilient as the wildflowers that bloom on the prairies after the storm. Calliope inherited the Serenity Grove campgrounds from her grandparents, and like them, she too believes in the magic of nature and its ability to heal, connect, and inspire. The campground is more than her livelihood. It's a sanctuary for weary souls and a playground for adventurous spirits. It's a place where one can find solace under the vast Nebraska sky and have their hearts set ablaze by the crimson sunsets. It's where memories are made and stories are born. Today, we get to share in one such tale, which we've entitled The Campground Memory Mapping Workshop, Fostering Reflection and Connection to Place. So buckle up, listeners, as we traverse the winding trails and meandering brooks of Serenity Grove, and let us uncover the story behind Calliope's innovative idea, a tale as intriguing as the lady herself. This is a story of struggle and triumph, of imagination and ingenuity, of a place etched into memories and hearts. This is the tale of the Campground Memory Mapping Workshop.
I must admit, the greatest challenge I faced was the growing disconnect between our campers and the very land they came to experience. With the advent of modern technology, I noticed a trend. Visitors began spending more time staring at screens than the world around them. Children seemed less engaged in the wonder of nature, their sense of adventure dulled by the bright allure of handheld devices. I felt a profound sadness, seeing campers unable to appreciate the beauty and wonder that Serenity Grove had nurtured over the years. This issue was not just affecting the atmosphere, but also our bottom line. Campers were no longer returning year after year as they had in the past. They saw no difference between Serenity Grove and any other campground. This was not just a problem. It was an existential threat to everything we stood for. Addressing this disconnect was not straightforward. I considered numerous solutions, from implementing strict no-technology policies to organizing nature-focused activities. But enforcing restrictions didn't seem right, and the activities felt forced. I didn't want to dictate how people should experience nature, but instead inspire them to forge a deeper, more personal connection with the environment. It was during one of my solitary walks around the grove that the idea of a memory mapping workshop struck me. I'd been reminiscing about my own childhood, about the memories I'd mapped onto every corner of this campground. I wondered, could I help our visitors create their own memory maps of Serenity Grove, and in doing so, foster a more profound connection to the place? Implementing the idea of the memory mapping workshop was not without challenges. I wasn't certain how to translate my personal experience into a structured activity. I had to be persuasive, inspiring families to take part, persuading them to trade their screens for sketchbooks, their indifference for curiosity. I also needed to find a way to make the workshop self-sufficient and not too reliant on my constant involvement. The first few workshops were slow-going, with more than a fair share of skepticism from some of our visitors. But as word spread about this unique experience, and as more memory maps began to populate our communal board, the interest grew. The roadblocks gradually wore down, replaced by a growing community of engaged, enthusiastic campers, all eager to explore and map their memories onto the very fabric of Serenity Grove. Looking back, the impact of the memory mapping workshop on Serenity Grove was more profound than I could have ever anticipated. The engagement of our campers increased dramatically. I saw children's eyes light up as they discovered hidden trails and secret spots. Families were now returning, wanting to add to their memory maps. Our campers weren't just visitors anymore. They were becoming a part of Serenity Grove, their experiences interwoven with the land they once overlooked. The experience taught me that fostering connection is not about forcefulness or rules. It's about creating opportunities for personal engagement. It's about revealing the magic that lies in every leaf, every pebble, every whispering wind. In the end, Serenity Grove's memory mapping workshop became more than a solution. It became our legacy, a testament to the power of memory and connection to transform and inspire.
So, listeners, as we journey back from the verdant fields and whispering oaks of Serenity Grove, we carry with us the enchanting tale of Calliope Jensen and her memory mapping workshop. Her story serves as a testament to the power of innovation and the human capacity for connection. By creating an opportunity for her campers to form meaningful bonds with the land, she not only saved her campground, but also enriched the lives of those who passed through its gates. In Calliope's words, we find wisdom that extends beyond the boundaries of Serenity Grove and into the heart of every campground. As owners, operators, or simply as lovers of the great outdoors, we are reminded of the importance of fostering connection and nurturing engagement. We learn that in the face of adversity, it's not about enforcing rules, but inspiring change. It's about creating experiences, carving memories into the very fabric of the land we love. This lesson, this legacy of Serenity Grove, is relevant for each one of us. As we navigate our own challenges, may we remember Calliope's resilience and her ingenuity. May we remember the vibrant memory maps of Serenity Grove, each one a testament to the power of connection and reflection. And may we strive to foster such connections in our lives, to leave behind our own vibrant maps in the hearts of those we touch. And with that, dear listeners, we bring this episode of MC Campground Chronicles to a close. We hope you enjoyed this journey with Calliope Jensen and found some inspiration to apply in your own campgrounds. We thank you for tuning in, and we hope to have your company as we unveil another intriguing tale in our next episode. So, until then, keep fostering connections, keep mapping memories, and keep the spirit of the great outdoors alive. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a story. Goodbye for now, from all of us at Modern Campground.